Welcome back to Tiger Talk with John Rainey here on 95.9 The Mountain. We've got Taos football head coach Flavio Lopez in the studio with us today. So, Coach, I've always been appreciative of your big picture attitude, your big picture perspective, and I wanted to shift gears a little bit today and talk about not about last week's game or even this week's game, which is another district opponent, the final district matchup, but I wanted to put this season and this team into some context and perspective. One of that is, you know, this is your third year as a head coach. Previous two seasons, the Tigers went to the playoffs. But this year, with one district game left to play, we're still a bubble team. No guarantees of going in the playoffs, may not make it. Our chances hinge on other teams' performances. But as a coach, is it realistic to expect to have a playoff team every single year?
Yes, I do. I believe that, you know, it's all part of expectation. Every year you're working to be the best, but, you know, that comes in a lot of different contexts in our program. It's not just on the field. You know, yes, we want to make the playoffs. We want to make the run at the Blue Trophy every year. But more importantly, we want to produce young men that are going to go out into our society and be successful. Integrity is a mainstay in our program. And if you're not doing things the right way, why do it at all? And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times the scoreboard is not an indicator as to just how much these kids are winning in the game of life already. You know, these kids we have, yeah, granted the scoreboard hasn't been in our favor in a couple games, but these kids are working through a lot of things. And they don't have the same experience that years past had, the kids from years past, excuse me. But, you know, they're facing adversity. They're dealing with adversity. You know, they're going toe-to-toe with adversity where, you know, you look at today's society, a lot of people are learning to run away from it rather than dealing with it. And they're dealing with it. They're confronting it. And in a lot of ways, they're beating it. So, you know, I'm extremely proud of these young men, and I'm extremely proud of, you know, the direction the program's going in. I think darn right we need to have an expectation where we want to be a playoff team every year.
Right, and you and I have talked to before. You do set the bar high. You have goals to reach for, and maybe those goals aren't always met, and maybe that's a disappointment. But you know, as you're saying, there's a lot more than what goes on the scoreboard, and you know, certainly sometimes you play teams that, you know, do things the right way, and sometimes the ball doesn't bounce right, and you get a loss instead of a win. But what you're saying is that, you know, wins and losses are part of the story, but certainly there's more going on with the team within the program, and that leads me to the next question of saying, you know, that particularly after a decade of the Tigers averaging about two wins a year, does the current generation of Tiger fans, you know, can they honestly be disappointed in a 5-5 season? We may end up 5-5 this year. You know, after winning one game or two game consistently every year, you know, have we become so entitled after being, you know, enjoying a couple of winning years? You know, is that something that they can expect every year? Do they really have a right to be disappointed after a 5-5 year?
I think the right comes based upon perception. You got to remember, when the fans show up to the stadium and stuff like that, they don't see the whole picture. They get to see the game, or they get to hear the game because for, you know, some reason it gets cold, something like that, they don't make it out. But they don't see the bigger pictures. They don't see the work that's being put in on a daily basis. They don't understand that while a lot of them are barely getting up in the summer, these kids already finished a full-blown workout. I think if it's based solely upon football and just wins and losses, then sure, they have every right to go ahead and be disappointed with a 5-5 season. But when you look at the values and the work ethic that these young men are learning, I don't think they can, because these are our future leaders. We have a community that's very tight-knit, and we pride ourselves in having our community being led by locals. The fact of the matter is, these young men are going ahead and they're building the character to go ahead and be those leaders of tomorrow. And the biggest thing is they're looking for is the same support, so they will feel welcome and want to come back to lead this community, because these kids have so much to offer. They're a great bunch of young men, and even the young ladies that we have with part of our program, you know, as a manager and stuff like that, they are held to a higher standard than most kids are.
Right, and I think you've done a great job in terms of building a culture around the program where the kids play the game the right way. It's like you talk about the summer workouts. They work hard. They play hard. They play fair. They play with respect for the game. As I've mentioned to you before in the past, there's business leaders in the community that have commented to me and to other business leaders about how the kids show respect in the community. You know, they go to a fast food restaurant, you know, as a group. They don't trash the place. They clean up after themselves, say yes or no, sir, are very respectful. And so certainly there's the right culture being built. And so I get the sense that, you know, some fans are like, oh, man, you know, we only won five games this year. We may not make the playoffs. It's like, you know, it may be one thing to be excited and to care about the team and to want them to be successful, but I don't think they really have a lot of room, from my perspective, to complain about a year that you know, 5-5, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that would rank as the third best record in the last 10 years for the Tigers. And so I find it fascinating that so quickly we've built an expectation of being winners as well in the wins and loss column that for some reason a 5-5 and maybe even still a playoff contending team, that there could be any amount of disappointment there. It's just, that's fascinating to me. And maybe it's a compliment to the culture that you're building, is that there's an expectation on winning now that goes hand in hand with that culture of raising good young men within the football team.
I think that expectation just needs to be across the board, not just wins and losses, but it's got to be the same, you know, when I say, I don't know, just an equal playing field all the way across, that's the way we look at it. So it's got to be the same in the classroom, in the community, at home, on the field, you know, and we're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-old boys. 15, 16, 17-year-old boys are going to do 15, 16, 17-year-old boys do. You know, they're gonna have their moments where, you know, they're the goofballs. And for some that have made choices that it's been a little bit more than that, you know, there's deeper consequences than most people see. The policies and procedures that are set in place to kind of police our programs, those are all great. It's in black and white. We follow those. But the ones for football are a little bit different. Just for, you know, being late to practice, 250 yards of up downs, that's non-negotiable, whether it's excused or unexcused. It's an accountability issue. You still have to make up what you missed. A lot of the stuff like that isn't going on. And, you know, think about how many people, okay, we show up late to work. Okay, I was late to work by 2 minutes. Am I going to stay 2 minutes later? Or am I going to clock out at 5 o'clock? You know, sometimes it's just like, well, you know, it's 5 o'clock, time to go home. No, unfortunately, when the scoreboard reads zeros, we can't clock in for 2 more minutes. It's over. So we've got to make sure we're good to go from the first whistle all the way to the last, you know, the last gunshot.
Yeah, a lot of accountability there that folks don't see, and maybe a higher standard for athletes than regular students in terms of accountability and actually the workload that they have to do. You talked about summer workouts and, of course, you know, practice either before or after school all through the week and an extended season. That's a bigger workload and a higher level of accountability for your kids. And a lot of people don't think about that. They think of saying, oh, well, they get to play football, but they don't necessarily see the work that goes in behind that. Yeah, those are life's lessons, not just football lessons, but life lessons. And that goes into the culture that you've been building here in Taos. And you and I have talked about that and about the time that it takes to develop a new culture. And not just about wins and losses, but there was multiple coaches in and out of the program for 10 years. There wasn't a lot of consistency. But already you've, over the last 3 years, have sort of instilled this new philosophy, this new culture, this, you know, do things right, being respectful, working hard, consequences like you mentioned earlier. And you and I have talked about that. That takes time, a period of years. It's not going to happen over the course of a season. Where do you think we are in terms of what you see as a program and building that program? Where do you see that we are in that cycle?
Well, when I was interviewed for the position, they asked me a similar question. And I told them to truly build a program, it takes anywhere from 5 to 7 years. Yeah, we've had some great runs the first couple of years, you know, because Taos has outstanding athletes. It's almost we have to almost have a field of dreams mentality, build it and they will come. I think we're at that point now where we're starting to see a little bit more buy-in. Mm-hmm. Kids are wanting to come out. They're wanting to work. They're seeing that it's, you know, not going to be detrimental to them. And just the ability to feel good about yourself after putting in one of those workouts. I think that we're well on our way with the program. I think it can continue to climb. I think the kids that are in there right now, you know, like I said, we've got some kids that do kid things. But for the most part, the mentality that's there is something that can be built upon. We've laid the foundation. Now it's time to start building that village on it. There's so much more to this. You look at college football, you look at the NFL. Okay, that's different. Like you said, you could draft, you recruit. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we recruit our hallways. They don't always fit the perception of what our dream team will look like physically. You know, but I'll tell you one thing. Heart-wise, my Taos Tigers are my dream team.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, it's not like you can lose a player and then go make a trade with another school to get a player to fill a gap or to go to the minor leagues and bring somebody up.
Well, I won't want to trade them because I couldn't guarantee that those kids have worked as hard as mine.
Right, right. And that goes back to one of my original questions about you know, the ups and downs of a program. But even though if there are key injuries and someone goes down, it's like you've already got freshmen that are starting, and that bodes well for the future as well. Those kids are learning, and yes, there's a learning curve for everybody. So maybe a few losses this year, you know, maybe not unexpected given starting some freshmen to younger players, but those players have had that experience. They've gone head-to-head with, you know, top quality competition, and in theory, those kids will be back next year. If you're starting a freshman this year, I suspect that he'll be competing for a starting job next year.
He better be. Well, that's another thing, too, with our schedule is that, you know, a lot of people would say, well, since you are so young,
maybe back off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a little bit less so you can keep going forward. With our schedule, I mean, we didn't have that choice. We had to keep our foot on the gas pedal. And yeah, there's been some car wrecks along the way. But I'll be honest with you, the experience and just the overall mentality that these kids are learning is going to pay dividends years past when they graduate. I mean, like I said, the part that's bigger than football, it's showing up now. We're creatures of habit. The stuff we do now is going to affect us 10 years from now. These kids are learning how to fight through things, learning how to be quality citizens, learning how, if I work just a little bit harder, anything's possible. 10 years from now, you tell me how that's going to be a bad thing.
Doesn't sound like it's going to be a bad thing. Sounds like an anecdotal, at least to me, from the stories that you tell about the texts you get from the business owners in town talking about how well-behaved the kids are and how respectful they are. It's like, it sounds like they're well on their way to learning to be winners both on and off the field. And that's a testament to the program and to the culture that Coach Lopez is setting up, and look forward to seeing more of it.
That's the plan.
Thanks for coming in today. Of course, the Tigers have one more district game, Pulwake, this Friday night. And so you can always go to the game, go out to Nia Field and support these kids, cheer for them, and let them know that the community is behind them. Or you can listen on KKITTheMountain.com or 95.9 The Mountain. Coach, as always, we appreciate your accessibility coming in and talking with us, and appreciate your perspective as well. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, not just from the work part of it, but the life's lessons in developing a winning culture at Taos High School. And it is a winning culture already. It's happened fast. It's still a work in progress. We like to see a lot more of it.
We're going to keep moving, keep working every day. And if all works out the way it's supposed to, the scoreboard will take care of itself.
Once again, perspective from Coach Lavio Lopez. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.